cancer. So for phase two, we took 216 consecutively ascertained cases who were aged 30 or younger and participating in the POSH study, had not been previously tested, and actually hadn't had BRCA1 or 2 testing on the whole. Nazraman and Helen Hansen actually did the molecular testing for germline P53 mutations in this series, and they found 4, so an incidence of 2% in that population with clearly pathogenic mutations in P53. 3 of those had a family history of relevance, 2 only young-onset breast cancers, 1 of them also CNS tumours in the family, and 1 had absolutely no history in the family or prior history herself of malignancy.